If you have a serious mental illness in the state of Washington and are deemed a danger to yourself or the community, you might end up at Western State Hospital near Tacoma. With more than 800 beds, it's one of the largest psychiatric hospitals in the Western United States. Even so, there's a long wait list to get in. That's because there are so many patients taking up beds who are waiting to get out. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins spoke with one father whose adult daughter has experienced both bottlenecks.
In the garage of his home in the woods near Port Townsend, Brian sorts through stacks of his daughter's artwork. He doesn't want us to use her last name to protect her privacy.
Yeah, there's a portrait that she did.
The framed picture is of a woman in purple. Her eyes are cast downward, her chin in her palm.
A bit impressionistic, I think.
Brian says growing up, his daughter was a gifted artist and musician. She attended a top college and studied abroad. But her junior year, she had what he calls a mental break. Over the last 8 years, she's been in and out of psychiatric hospitals.
Well, it is heartbreaking, but
Brian gets emotional talking about it.
You thought the future was going to be so good, and then it's not so good.
Currently, Brian's daughter is a patient at Western State Hospital. She's there because of what happened one night about a year ago. He says she was off her medications, hadn't left their apartment in months, and was agitated about an upcoming move.
She was walking around with a knife in her hand, like a bread knife.
Brian says he was in his bedroom when the lights in their apartment suddenly went out.
She had put the bread knife into an electrical socket.
His daughter wasn't hurt, but it was a scary moment. Brian called the county mental health crisis number. Soon his daughter was involuntarily committed and put on the wait list for Western State Hospital. He says she waited about 9 months, bouncing between other psychiatric facilities, before she was finally admitted. So why did it take so long? Because on any given day, more than a third of the hospital's patients are ready to be discharged, but there's nowhere in the community to send them. That means they're taking up beds that patients in crisis in the community desperately need. Mary Louise Jones is the interim CEO at Western State.
If we were able to actually discharge all those patients who actually are now ready to leave the hospital, that would certainly impact our waiting list such that we may not have a waiting list.
So what's the holdup? Many Western State patients can't just go back to their families or live on their own. They need a higher level of care, like an adult family home. But Jones says often those places don't want to take a Western State patient, especially if that person has a history of disruptive or violent behavior. Unlike most other states, Washington doesn't have step-down facilities that are required to take state hospital patients.
We've been challenged by when places are able to say, no, this person is too high a risk, even if it's been 20 or 30 years before that happened. That's where we have the bottleneck.
Some of the patients waiting to discharge have lived at Western State Hospital for decades. They're among the hardest to place. In the case of Brian's daughter, after less than 2 months of treatment, he was told she was stable enough to return to the community. But because she's not able to live with family or on her own, he was cautioned it could take a while to find a suitable place.
They don't have the places, the physical places, and the staff to treat as many people as there are that need help.
Recently, Brian says he learned there was a setback in the effort to discharge his daughter. She was resisting medication and refusing to sign paperwork to ensure she has benefits in the community. Brian says he just wants his daughter to find a place that can keep her safe and stable. Earlier this month, Governor Jay Inslee said he wants to move all civil patients out of the state hospitals and into community-based treatment facilities. But that won't happen overnight. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
This story was reported in collaboration with the News Tribune and the Olympian.